Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
The Bills kept their pick in the NFL draft and took it late last night.
With the 30th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select Maxwell Harrison. Let's go!
Harrison, cornerback from the University of Kentucky, ran the fastest 40-yard dash of anyone at the NFL Combine.
I told myself I wasn't going to cry when I got the call, but as soon as I seen Buffalo Bills, I bursted out crying. I'm just so happy and so thankful and so blessed to be able to, you know, continue my career in the NFL, and I'm so excited to get to work.
Bills GM Brandon Bean talking about making the pick and how Harrison fits in.
Being patient, you know, paid off. I know I usually do trade, but we had opportunities both ways, but liked what was, you know, like what was there. And yeah, a guy like Max, you don't know that he's going to fall that far. We had him in for a 30 visit, been around him a few times, great young man. Yeah, you know, if you guys were watching the TV, you could see his infectious personality and smile. And he's a good kid. He'll add obviously speed, to our DB room, and we think he'll pair well with what we already have.
Well, the Bills currently hold two picks in the second round that'll be held tonight, picks number 56 and 62 overall, at least for right now. That could change, of course, so more to come on the Bills draft, but it seems like everyone's excited for the new Bills cornerback.
Yeah, he really seems like a perfect fit. Well, announcing the Bills pick last night, you just heard a minute ago, in Green Bay was a 16-year-old from Orchard Park via the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Tommy Perzimiso, a huge Bills fan who suffers from Duchenne muscular dystrophy, a degenerative muscle disorder. It was a dream come true for Tommy to be able to make that pick and meet so many of the Bills as well.
A really cool moment for him. Well, the team also announcing last night that the complete NFL schedule will be released 8 p.m. Wednesday, May 14th. We might learn some of the dates before, some of the marquee matchups, but Wednesday, May 14th, circle your calendars. It's when the Bills schedule will come out.
That's even bigger than the draft for a lot of people.
For a lot of people, planning purposes, and it's the last season at the stadium, I think. A lot of out-of-town Western New Yorkers might be thinking of one last
trip
to Buffalo.
Yeah, absolutely. For the regular season, hopefully for playoffs to be at Highmark, too. We'll see what happens there. The draft in Green Bay, so the Bill higher-ups are getting a sense of what it would take to put the event on here if we get to host it in the next 4 years. Can Orchard Park do it? WBEN's Evan DePasquale is asking.
Round one of the 2025 NFL draft has concluded from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Bills and Sabres CEO Pete Guelly has mentioned interest in the draft coming to Orchard Park. Green Bay is one of the smallest markets in the NFL next to the Bills. Orchard Park Town Supervisor Gene Majak said that they are looking at other venues, including Green Bay.
Well, yeah, not only Green Bay, but we're looking at multiple venues across the country, and it'll probably be a hybrid of a number of them, not a carbon copy of just one.
Hotels are going to be in need for Buffalo if they are going to host an NFL draft. And Don Lorenz, executive director for Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce, said that they will have to work with other towns in Western New York to hold the thousands of fans coming to Buffalo.
The one nice thing about our area compared to a lot of other stadiums is the fact that, you know, we're pretty much within a 20-minute radius of other hotels with the city and with Hamburg, East Aurora, and West Seneca. So I think we would have enough in combination to be able to do all that.
More is available online. Evan DePasquale, WBEN.com News.
All right, Evan, thank you. Can you imagine the draft and all those thousands of people in Orchard Park? Outside of the stadium. Well, the Erie County Legislature yesterday sending a loud message to Albany, passing a resolution opposing wind turbines in Lake Erie. By a vote of 10-1, lawmakers rejecting efforts by downstate lawmakers, other special interests trying to place wind farms in the Great Lakes. Minority Leader John Mills telling Tom Bowerly yesterday, fresh drinking water, the number one reason he opposes the wind turbines.
I've been around a little while time, and I can tell you that I remember when the federal government declared Lake Erie a dead lake back in the 70s. And just before that, the Buffalo River caught on fire. Those toxins that are in the bed of the lake have to stay there. Otherwise, we're going to be in big trouble with our fresh water supply.
Mills and others warned that the sediment at the bottom of the lake can't be disturbed, or it could harm drinking water as well as marine life. Lake Erie provides drinking water to about 11 million people. Governor Hochul, other downstate interests supporting efforts to erect a wind farm in the middle of Lake Erie.
St. Peter's Basilica is packed this morning with mourners to view the body of Pope Francis. The Vatican says nearly 130,000 people have filed past his coffin. Sarah Rainsford is at the Vatican, where thousands are lined up hoping to see the Pope before his funeral tomorrow.
I've been speaking to people from here in Italy, so from Europe, people from Asia too, a woman from Vietnam yesterday. I've spoken to people from Latin America, Argentina, of course. They've all talked about how Pope Francis was a leader of this church who was very, very close to them, to the people. He didn't elevate himself above them. He wasn't a pope who wanted to be seen as powerful. He was a pope who wanted to be seen as close to the ground, essentially, a grounded pope.
The Vatican plans to extend the time for viewing today.
Former New York Congressman George Santos facing sentencing today for an array of fraud charges. Legal analyst and professor at Loyola Law School, Lori Levinson.
If we recall, this was a crime that was so bold. He basically took political donations and used them for his own personal casino holidays and designer clothes and even Botox treatments.
Santos is potentially facing 87 months in prison. Think of that. All over Botox.
Yeah, right? All right, how about this? Thousands of child car seats are being recalled.
The Safety First Grow and Grow Sprint car seats made by Durrell Juvenile Group have foam headrests that can present a choking hazard. Durrell received 13 reports of children putting the foam in their mouths. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 180,000 of the seats are being recalled. Durrell will send customers new headrest pad assembly kits for free.
These recalled models were made between February and December of 2023.
The reason, though, all right, you hear a choking hazard in a car seat, and you're thinking, oh, man, like something's defective with this seatbelt. Like what's
something's dangling, right?
No, it's the kids are
pulling apart the headrest.
And then shoving it in their mouths.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know if that's on the car seat.
Right.
Am I like, right? Like you could do that with anything.
So what's the replacement kit that they're sending?
Just a hard plastic headrest.
It's not
enjoy
not foam.
This.
It's not comfortable.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast for this afternoon calls for a cloudy sky. We'll find some scattered showers and maybe even a couple of thundery downpours later into the afternoon. Temperatures will top out close to 70 degrees. For tonight, it's cloudy with additional showers and thundery downpours. Overnight low temperatures into the upper 40s. Temperatures will actually fall on Saturday with a few scattered showers in the morning and a stiff breeze for the afternoon. afternoon. We're back into the 40s later in the afternoon. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Josh Nichols.
A spotlight on manufacturing in the U.S., and especially right here in Western New York. Joining us on the TroCare College Live line this morning, Stacy Malchewski from Austin Air, which has been producing high-quality air purifiers right here in Buffalo. You probably see their sign on the 190 for many years. Stacy, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. How many years has Austin been at it in Buffalo?
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. So Austin Air Systems, we've been in Buffalo here for more than 30 years making medical grade air purifiers. We're sold in more than 100 countries, and we actually maintain the largest air cleaning manufacturing facility in the world, 480,000 square feet. But yeah, it's all done here in Buffalo.
Wow, right here in Buffalo. And you know, with everything going on with tariffs, how are you navigating that situation? Does it affect you at all?
I mean, I think tariffs are great. I mean, 90% of our competition is overseas, mostly China. So, I mean, tariffs help slow that down. You know, they give companies like ours who are making these high quality products here at home, they give us a fair shot. So, I mean, they also help, you know, protect American manufacturing, American jobs. I think, honestly, they help protect the American consumer, too, just from being, you know, maybe misled or duped sometimes by these lower cost products that don't always do what they say they're going to do. But, I mean, yeah, I feel like the playing field needed to be leveled. So if that means putting American products first in the spotlight, then let's go, right?
Yeah, before we get a little more into tariffs on your product specifically, assembled right here in America, how much of what you're able to do is made in America, made right here in Buffalo? And, you know, when it comes to sourcing materials for your products, are you able to do that 100% domestically?
It's not 100%, but I mean, you know, obviously it would be a lot cheaper if we made our products overseas, like most of the industry does. Like I said, 90% of the competition is made overseas. So sure, you know, it's more expensive to make it here. Obviously our labor costs are higher, materials cost more, there's more regulations, but it just, that is what it is. I think the payoff though is in the quality of our product because we're not cutting corners. Most of everything is right here. So, and I think the quality of our product, that translates into a kind of a trust factor for our customers. So having everything right here, there's challenges, obviously, to keeping it in Buffalo and doing most everything in America. But I think there's payoffs, too, when you consider the quality factor.
Now, because you're mostly made in the USA here, do you think the situation right now with the tariffs is going to mean a boost for you?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're anticipating. Like I said, you know, with all these other competitors, 90%, you know, that are overseas, it's a lesser quality product. You know, for example, when we saw the pandemic hit, I mean, the air purifier industry just exploded. All of a sudden, you know, there was all these cheap units overseas. Most of them made all these really big promises, but in reality, they couldn't like hold up. They couldn't deliver. They couldn't capture the viruses, the chemicals, the mold, you know? So that's where we kind of saw the difference because, you know, some of those other filters, they need replaced every couple months, the cheap ones. Ours are designed to last 5 years. Those other ones are cheap, crack, break, plastic, but ours are sealed, steel-bodied machines, powder-coated paint, non-toxic. So I don't think that people are going to want to ship, if there is a quality product, you know, I don't think they're going to want to have to pay for that to ship it overseas. I mean, I think that's going to be a boost for us because it's going to level the playing field. I mean, obviously, and obviously the 2-day shipping or quicker shipping, you know, is going to be a factor too. So I think it's really going to boost us. Yeah.
You know, with that stance toward the tariffs, I'm wondering if there's maybe levels to this. Your product is a lot different than maybe a lot of other things on the market. Your medical grade air purifier that, you know, for some people would need to have for health reasons. And for anyone else who buys it, I'm sure they, you know, they want to make sure that what they have is the top of the top and actually doing the job that it's doing. It's also, you know, it's a pretty hefty, complex piece of machinery that you're selling to people, which is probably a little bit different than like the bubble blower that I got my son in his Easter basket, which was not made here in the U.S. Is it different for every different industry, I guess, is what I'm getting at?
Well, I would say probably, yeah. I mean, I think when it comes to your point, the bubble blower, I don't think it really matters that much if it's a high quality bubble blower that's going to live up to all its claims versus a product that's in the health and wellness industry that absolutely needs to live up to its claims. So yes, absolutely. I think there's going to be levels to that for sure. I mean, not cutting corners on a health and wellness product, having it high quality materials is quite a bit different. Yeah.
The goal here in the U.S. now is to bring more manufacturing jobs to the U.S. What are you seeing with employment? Do you have open manufacturing jobs right now?
I mean, we have quite the staff. Everything is produced right here in-house. So it's evolving and always changing. But we put out a lot of units and we make a lot of machines. So it's, you know, ebbs and flows.
What about the workforce? Is it easy to get people, or are people really generally interested in coming to work for a company like Austin Air, or do you have a hard time recruiting?
Oh, no, I think people, I love working for a company like Austin Air. I mean, the atmosphere in our building, like I said, it's a massive building, 480,000 square feet, but I mean, if you walk in to our building, where everything's being manufactured on the floor, it's quite impressive. It's huge. I mean, there's so much going on. It's not like one of those places where everything is automated. You have actual workers, human beings, putting together these units. And I mean, they'll tell you, we've talked to people down there, you know, it's a family. It's a family atmosphere. And so absolutely, 100%. They're making units that they know are going to help people and change people's lives, and they're doing it, you know, side by side next to each other all day long. I think it's a great atmosphere. It's great.
Real quickly, how many people work at Austin Air?
We have about 100 people in this big building doing all this incredible work.
And visible, wow, too. You can see them, as I said, you know, driving down the 190. Yep. Really can't miss it. Hey, Stacey, thanks so much for the time this morning. Really do appreciate it. Stacey Malachowski with Austin Air, which we've talked, you probably heard us talk about with Austin Air maybe 4 years ago or so when air purifiers were really in the news. Well, they're still making them right here in Buffalo.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.